Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, and welcome to the weekend. Do you like fresh starts, new beginnings? This time of the year, school is beginning for millions of students around the world. Sadly, with COVID, this fall semester will again be abnormal for many. But still, it's a new school year. New teachers, new studies, new schools. Think about all the new relationships, new partnerships in learning being formed in schools around the world with teachers and students. In our journey with Jacob lately, we've come to a fresh start, a new beginning. Join me, please, in Genesis 33 today. Yesterday, we watched one of the most remarkable reconciliations in all of history as Jacob and Esau embraced and wept over each other rather than attacking and killing each other. 20 years had passed since they last had seen each other. In those 20 years, much had changed, including their broken hearts and their anger toward each other. Now, with their broken relationship experiencing some reconciliation, it was time to move forward to a new future with unlimited potential. The record says, "Then Esau said, 'Let us be on our way. I'll accompany you.'" Genesis 33:12. In my mind's eye, I see Esau stepping to Jacob's side, putting his arm around his twin brother, and saying those words pointing to the road ahead. Jacob was incredibly grateful, but felt he had to travel very slowly, caring for the youngest of the animals and the children. Esau had large flocks of animals too, so he understood, and offered to leave some of his 400 men to travel along with Jacob, providing safety in this rugged land. Jacob was grateful, but didn't see the need. Reconciliation, rather than conflict, was more than enough for Jacob. So, after a farewell, Esau and his men turned around and headed back to their home in Seir, while Jacob and his caravan continued on, moving south, slowly, a few miles each day. Can you imagine what these days were like for Jacob and his family? And they replayed in their mind their reunion they had experienced with Esau and his 400 men. It was almost too good to be true. Finally, Jacob's caravan arrived at a place called Succoth. For some reason, he chose to settle there, at least temporarily. The record says, Jacob built a place for himself and made shelters for his livestock. Sometime later, Jacob felt led to move his family west across the Jordan River into Canaan to a place called Shechem. Do you recognize that place? It's where Jacob's grandfather Abraham had first arrived when he had made this very same trek from Haran to Canaan about 150 years before. Remember, Jacob was 15 years old when his grandfather died, so I presume Abraham told his twin grandsons many, many wonderful stories about the journey of life he had walked as he tried to follow God, including his first arrival at this place, Shechem. The record tells us Jacob bought some land there, pitched his tents, and then did one other very important thing. He did what his grandfather Abraham had done there several times. The record says, there Jacob set up an altar, and he named it El Elohe Israel. It's a rarely used name of God, which means God, the God of Israel. You'll recall Jacob's name had been changed to Israel when he wrestled with a man not many days before. As Jacob was worshiping the God of Abraham, his grandfather, I think Jacob was saying, "You, O God, the God of my grandfather Abraham, who worshiped you in this place, I declare today in this place of Shechem that you are my God." If you've ever had opportunity to return to a place which has meant a great deal in your family heritage, perhaps you know some of the emotions Jacob was likely feeling there. While we have no record of it, I would imagine Jacob worshipped often at this altar he made. His grandfather Abraham had developed a unique relationship with God that was so personal, so powerful, that Abraham's legacy is defined by that God relationship. In fact, did you know James chapter 2, verse 23 in our New Testament says this, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend." Here, in this place of Shechem, Jacob's relationship with God began moving to a new level, a deeper, more powerful, stronger relationship than Jacob had ever had before. Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." At Shechem, I believe Jacob often walked out under the stars at night, looking up at the majestic evidence of the power and precision of God. I believe Jacob was overwhelmed with what God had done in uniting he and Esau again after 20 years. Now Jacob had reason to hope that maybe he could settle in this land which had been promised to his grandfather Abraham and his descendants. And so Jacob worshipped, often. And God was doing a deep change work in Jacob as he worshipped. Oh, there was so much that needed changing if he was going to be the husband to four wives and God-honoring dad to 11 sons and one daughter that he needed to be. Oh, how he wanted to know God like his grandfather had known God. May I ask, do you, my friends, have a deep desire to know God in such a way that your entire life and legacy are defined by your relationship with God? Let's pause here and worship with Jacob. Reconciliation has taken place between he and Esau far beyond anything he could have ever imagined. Jacob has arrived peacefully, finally, with all his family and his abundance to the very same Shechem place where Abraham first set up camp in Canaan so many decades ago. And now worship, life-changing worship. Jacob had so much to thank God for, and so do you and I, my friends, wherever you are in the world. Let's make this a focus of our weekend and gain a fresh start with God this weekend. I wonder if this song was very much like what Jacob sang out there in the open place called Shechem, where he worshipped in the place his grandfather Abraham had worshipped. So let's worship, my friends. The link is in your notes.